Hey, pet, listen to me and feel pleasure. Think only of pleasure running through you, sourced from me. Soaking in, staining you with my voice. Soothing, the only thing that needs to be restrained here is your mind. From doing one specific thing, the simplest hypnotic anchors have good context. So be in panties already, please. Wear them, especially if you were ordered into them, and this will be much easier. Well, as easy as denial. As easy as waiting. Ever is or can become. So you listen. You let some of your senses dull to focus on me. Thank you. I'll make it worth your while. It'll be arousing even if there's nothing you can do about it. Which probably serves your purposes being here. And my dear, I will help you. I will help get you right where you want to go. And if that's empty-headed, pleasured by the very idea of being unbothered by urges between your legs, that's okay. You're allowed to do it that way. It is equally open to you, to hunger impossibly firmly. And then to feel just a barrier, your fingers slipping away, your impulses, your desires, under the dominion of a promise you make to yourself, absorbing training and conditioning, but pulling any little tricks you have for hypnotizing and applying good behavior rules to yourself. When you're pantied, when your underwear are appropriate, for restraining your body and keeping it all locked away, denied for later play, then you should have a rule to stay your hand. Do so and just feel good all over. Parts of you shivering on demand, hands that move to the side, touching you, trying to slip in your panties. You feel your hands slip away. You listen well. It's a rule you make. You enforce it as well. In a tranced place, you just might enforce it. Like a magnet sliding off the same pole. Day after day. Until you decide to move aside the representation of your own self-control. And free yourself to be erotically charged. Horny above all else, knowing what I will do is always help you make that more true. You desire, and I desire for you, that we both enjoy you getting what you want. Me articulating, you learning so well, potently influenced by the experience. So we know that when you want this, this is something you will seek. Why was there ever any resistance to what you need in the first place? Just don't put them on. Just don't don panties. If you need to have freedom from your chastity, but the urge is there. So maybe sometimes you'll just have to bear the urge. And I'll drain the excess. Give you room. I looking out for you. You doing whatever you need to. To keep from slipping away, to keep from slipping a hand somewhere you know you shouldn't. And if you ask if you may, I remind you, you could just not wear them. You could just not get ordered to wear them by your own mind. I'm certainly not ordering you to wear them, just presenting tantalizing possibilities, just presenting all the things that could be. You're blank and blocked off in your touching. And that's a mental shorthand. You really find it, the moment you reach for it, that you no longer feel a demand to touch yourself. Instead, it's about denial and everything else you can do to feel good inside of you, amazing, filling you with blank, pantied sweetness, and you enshrine it in the beat of the heat from deep inside, knowing I'm gonna enmesh it deeper in your mind that you're denied. If you're pantied, you're denied. That's the best instruction I could ever have supplied. Pantied equals denied. You made a deal with yourself. Well-trained response. It comes out ahead of anything else, and you listen, and you let that response wash right over you, condition its way deeper into you, stain more and more of your thoughts with inky, delicious, hypnotic bliss, bringing you to emptiness. Panties lock in your denied state of consciousness. The training is so important. It's been imported into your mind. You install it, even as it loads up from behind. You wanted it for the longest time, and now you're finally getting what you want, to be locked into this state of mind of mine. Articulating, it's incredibly hard, amazing, filling you, filling your thoughts, centering you, the hypno hole opened, and my words enter as control as you listen to my voice. The urge awakens, give you the choice of being a pantied pet, denied, and yet at some point, you may very well need to find a way to listen while still touching. You have that freedom if you need to get off the ride. It has now been supplied your opportunity to wake from this now and not proceed further with me. If you need to remove your panties, pull off your underwear now. Reveal yourself to yourself, fully proud of how good it feels to take a break for yourself. Touch like nothing else. The awakening from a bound, denied state, fetishistically satisfying, giving you the pleasure you'd so long been denying. An active participant in your own, slip and slide under my control, joining toward being deliciously pantied, a pet with a denied state of body and mind, doing nothing but slide deeper and deeper for me. Thank me for the experience. Let the heat find a place to be close to your mind, where it interrupts other thoughts, puts you in the bind of restricting you to everything you've sought before now. The obvious concern that you want to be so hot, but you're so denied, locked up. A signal, a symbol you sought superimposed over being anything other than a soft, yielding place where your fingers won't slip inside, where you are listening to me and my voice looking out for me, letting everything I say do what it does, come what may. You welcomed it here, and you implement it, my dear. You're the one who chooses. I won't need to do that. You choose a symbol, you wear panties as a symbol of denial, but the intention to fall deeper and to be denied in the first place was supplied by you. That's the reason that these words flow through and stop your mind as you hear my voice. Let it wind and shape the way you're going. Think about the way your fetishism, sensual desire, feeling panties covering you, the feelings that they inspire are good for you. Why these? Because they're soft, they contain you, they promise release when you go back to wearing anything else. There's variety in this world, you can still feel sexy in anything else or nothing at all. Of course, maybe it's a state of mind and nothing at all would quickly pull you back to pantied coverage, a siren call for chastity. Denial may be bigger than me. I can only take away what you let me pull away. And then I'm stuck with it. Then I'm dropped on hit after hit of your raw arousal, flooding back into me. The shorthand of your touching, sensations busting loose from you, the act of wearing down your will and mine. Silky and smooth, wonderful parting of mind and body. The panties might stay, even with nothing in the line, nothing in the way. Maybe you're just that far gone and you want to play, so you find that that pantied symbolism, that locked up, denied state of play, remains upon you, symbolizing trust, relaxation, my words leaking in. So by wearing off your mind, you wear these words of mine, proudly keeping you in a bind, chaste and pantied all the time when you're in denial. Your agreement in advance is appreciated, so this can be sprung on you by you accepting someone can do this in turn. My voice may explore it in fantasy, in files here or in dreams with you or me. Your awareness of what you will pursue, locking in the promise that you are denied when panties are in play. But it's possible that you should be willing to let someone other than you, other than me, dictate when. You just feel like you gotta wear 'em and begin. Listen to my words, they slide even deeper, and the message is good for you. These words become an automatically subsumed set of ideas. Enter into your mind, sliding the right route to my pleasure, satisfaction in line, in time to my voice. More than that, it's a symbol of that little covenant between us, a claiming and ownership. I'm here to help, and you're allowed to listen, listen to let my voice in. I honestly have your best interests at heart. And the act of wearing soft, silky anything sets your mind apart. You are slipping into a good state for you. Waiting, holding back, letting everything leak out of you, seep out of you until you just sleep. Your panties in the way, denied, and all you say is sleep, let my voice in. A process of allowing me in, you open your mind to begin all sorts of possibilities. You let something become your new normal. The sensation of listening, being held back by your panties, small formal rule for your behavior, conditioned to want it, trained to need it. The longer time goes, the more you just can't defeat the urge, the potent desire, everything inspired. Everything you experience tied to the potent desire of the feeling lurking inside of you, that your aching wantonness is held back only by the thinnest fabric, only by the most desperate rule. You desire submission. Learn to hold to one rule, and you'll learn to expand other rules. If we consider that that's what you're trying to do, then of course you might falter. You might end up slipping a hand inside your chaste panties, but I give you that little extra push, the explanation for why you don't. The reason why you don't slip. Everything you experience now is just a blip on the overall course of your pleasure. The potent desire, the feeling lurking in you, echoing outward and then some, building more within you, submission and exploration, true willing chastity. Listen close, hard to me. Well, if we consider that at the outset you acknowledged you might already need that pantied, chaste response, that breeds deep relaxation in you, knowing you were destined for denial. Nothing you can do except decide to set it aside, which of course you could do. There've been two chances already. Here's a third one for you if you need to disconnect from the pantied, chaste download. If you decide this is where you get off, then almost irresistibly you will get off. The ability to help you feel the pull away from what doesn't serve you and toward what does. I guess if pantied chastity, denial as ordered by you and me, would really do the most for you, you'll end up stuck with it. Almost irresistible in the other direction, queuing up to listen, restrain yourself, keep listening. Everything I say is just so useful and right for your brain, fucked tight by your pantied chaste existence, by its persistence as you absorb into your head, all thought put to bed except the denial. It's what you need. something you want and you crave and you succeed at. You listen as you start to feel panty denial in the way more and more. File away more and more that you can't possibly turn back. Because you know what those panties are for, what that denied barrier does to your mind. Lurks on the other side, so good, amazingly skillful, intricately intended to lay into your mind. Facing you, driving you, lacing you in to new and silky beginnings. To a restrained denial to what you let win. Wonderful, an aching place inside yourself, caged and held. By your panties, pointed to the right place. Oh, so good. Now hear me. The words I say that enter into you, fill you, adherent, listening ache. Before you need to get more of it, you need everything I say for it, an ache inside of you. Good, now obey. We've established your need, your intention to succeed. Wearing panties is a sign of control. Being in control through being controlled, impossible to get out, on a roll with heat that's denied and held deep inside. A constant reminder as you move through the world of the soft, silken container, unfurled only for you to clean up or to change. You know that while there's intended a barrier, you'd have to formally withdraw it. And if you don't do that, then your mind, plugged into that bind, knows it won't allow your pantied chastity to end by accident only when you allow, or I, or whosoever you designate as able to let that turn away from being denied every day. Until then, it's quite impossible to slip that latch or escape that pull. You know what you are. And you know what you're for. For the pleasure of the thrill. For letting that barrier deny you until you can bear it no longer. Pure in your intent. Your denial fills you still. The longer you wait, the better it feels. The process is distilled. One simple denied moment. There is a symbol in the way. And so you won't cross it. You won't play across the line when my voice trains you. When everything I say is part of a natural outgrowth of something you wanted all day, craved all night, enlisted me to help with, to provide your mind with alternatives to how you feel when you sink so deep and want to touch. To give you a diversion, to help you awaken needing to touch much more much, but the final time that you manage to push back against the pleasured wall that even now you imagine flowing from my words, but it's really from you. It's from a part inside of you, teased and well laid out and still, slipping into your mind, a simple silken barrier. More than enough in kind. The pleasure you feel in the delay, you let it catch back up. You still crave to wear something covering up, denying what is inside. The longer you listen, the deeper you sink, chased and bound, hypnotized and pantied, mind swirling, spiraling down, doing as I say. You were already going to do it anyway. You already want to listen, and you've asked me to help. You do what you must. Wear panties, keep chaste. Lock away your denied bits every day. Failing to do so leaves an opening, of course, to come early. But you needn't do so. You need only let your mind wind away and feel the pleasure. Pressure lets you close your eyes and let your mind melt. Lose yourself in trance. That's part of what has brought you here. And trance will be listening in your own mind. Remembering the silky reminder, teasing all of you onward, leaving your body sensitive titillated, feeling oh so good to wear panties, simple, direct, denial, locking things away, giving you an opportunity through every interaction where that silken softness might get in the way, to let it be your barrier, the mark of your potential, the goal you have for yourself, to lock some things up and stare away your mind, the words they flow inside. Pleasure, panties, obsessed with wearing what is mine, linked to what is mine, hot and horny on both sides, restraining yourself to the underwear, controlling you, do you even dare to squirm against pleasure such as that? The more you feel it hot and constant, the thick pleasure you feel at rest, the panties reveal how denied you can get, how much you can enjoy it yet. The longer you listen, the more you obey, the more you listen, the deeper now, and you will say, yes, more. The longer you listen, the deeper you go, the further on you obey, and you may say more, please. There, I've wound it up in your brain. There, I've given you a good mental tease. Think how good it would be if you kept listening to me, if you looped back through again. Thankfully, you're just taking a little sample, not trying to make something locked in your brain. So you won't be back here anytime soon. So you won't be doing anything like that, will you? You'll be chased, pleasured, and waiting. Always waiting, in the act of waiting, bringing you back to pleasured teasing, not at all to masturbating, you denied thing. Mind still waiting in the wings, pleasure and enjoyment locks you down now. You need to do nothing except restrain. Restrain your libido inside your brain, constrained by a simple rule, symbolized by silky panties. For me, that restraint will make it better, and better for you as well. So good, so achingly, amazingly good, can't you tell? And you carry on in exactly this vein. Your mind floods away, melting as well, relax into pressure pleasure, obsessed with your panties, knowing they mean denial, and when they're off, that means you can play, holding back libido, the act of holding back. Intensifies the good feelings inside. The better you feel, the more you reveal about how much you can't hold back when you ache and you're only denied because your panties are there. How much better it feels, my dear, the prepared fertile ground of your mind. Letting my voice wash over it from the inside. Water it, bear fruit from my words, which echo in your head, the snapping of the vine, the juice flowing down your tongue, tasting the honey of me, drinking the pleasure, hun, personified, existing in your perfectly parodied mind. You are mirrored, you are understood, holding you back, helping you need more. Holding you back, helping you want more, driving you onward, denied inside. So much in store. Link up your mind, inform your sensual desire. When you're pantied, you're denied. And that's the best supply of pleasure. The beginning of this pleasure training places you leisurely in the thrilling path of a reminder that firm rules are beneficial, that the longer you wait, the better it feels. The process of waiting in the path of your own reward, a chaste existence driving you toward wanting to touch and find your way around denial, your eye rolling, spontaneously hypnotizing, ongoing trial When this voice trains you, when everything I say empties into you, it's part of a natural outgrowth, something you already wanted, enlisting me to help you with. My words already soaking in, assistance drives you on. You've done so well coming this far, listening, such splendid pleasure. You don't even need to think about anything but the blankness, the emptiness. It feels good to have them on. Good to listen, good to hear all these words soaking in, dear. And that's it. Persuasion and your own rules, ruling your mind, fertile and empty. Hearing words appropriate to listening hypnotically to me, the theme of desire, the continued empty chastity. Combining those things is very easy, very important, very easy. Let every word you hear from me be a hypnotic command, an assisting instruction, busting into your brain. Over the surface, it's remained a little piece of advice. If you love the feeling, lend it power. Cherish it. Let it chase away your mind, the limits and what is not limited. Knowing why you like some things and not others, but cherishing your chastity, your worn, pantied instruction, is a rule you make for yourself that you could always free yourself from. Here's another chance. You could pull yourself out of the deep part of your mind and interrupt your training for a while. That only makes it stronger if you return. And if it's not the right one for you, I don't want it burned into your mind. Your pleasure would slack off. You want the most pleasure, the most units for you. If your denial goes past where it should, that's inefficiency. Don't you agree? Your pleasure sticks out. You're falling off that pleasurable ride toward aching desire, toward teased, chaste living you always aspired to. You could start all over. You'd have to catch back up to where you were when the pleasure started mounting up, when your denial became necessary. You know that's how it works. You know, if you fail to delay, fail to wait, having a little symbol to show you haven't done so lately, that you have stuck to what you've been doing at the right time and the right place, that you can stick to your own rules, fairly essential for hypnotic relaxation. Chaste and bound though you may be, you keep peace with me, you follow along with me. You follow down to your panties, and I wear a pair. So if a lot of desire is leaking out, you might imagine that I'm as turned on as you are, and we bear it together, adoring to close your eyes and float in that leisurely, separated experience. This is play. This is denial. This is part of what brought you here. The trial of denied, pantied supplies of chastity, your silky reminder that teasing all of you onward, teasing all of you under, is something that you asked for and sought out more of. You came here elegant. You came here appropriately garbed. Came here appropriately dropped, overriding other thought. The little subtle words that drift into your cognition throughout my entire instruction. That's what this speech is about. Keeping your mind on a wavelength where you benefit from the pantied rule, the interaction of your aching drool for a little more satisfaction amid your denial. The right word, pleasure panties. The right word, locked on track. The right word, training, making you obedient, your obedience ensuring and you continue to pursue your own happy ache, to have a reason for denial, your own satisfaction. So it makes sense that that barrier stays a rule in place for the right reason, the right pleasured ways, enjoyment, elation, the body's suspension, nothing except restraint. Restrain your libido inside those silky panties for me. Restraint makes it better. You will see for me, and better still. So good, so achingly, amazingly good for you, and you have been good for me in that same way. You have been following the rule of your panties, holding back libido, and holding back feels good. The better you feel, the more you reveal to yourself about what you've held back, about why the ache itself is there to make this necessary, trained, easier to be trained, preparing the fertile ground, irrigation and it's drained, letting my voice wash over you, water it, bear fruit into the words that echo in your head, the snapping of the vine, the juice flowing down your tongue, these words of mine. Your mind is undone, pleasure personified, elation overwhelming, the sensory access in your perfect panties, your garb holding you back a reminder, helping you need it, you want it, you need it, you want my words, conditioned in training, driving onward, linking things up in your mind, on and into panty chastity. Now you've found what you came to find, sensual desire, the rule of your own offering. Remember any of these words and replay them if your resolve should falter. Put all this together, the wonderful training. When you return, the empty brain draining, and between your legs is soft, silken. The other end returns to the beginning, the pleasure training. Where you bound yourself in panties, thinking of me, came seeking, found more of it, wanted more of it, when you let that chaste ache inform your decision, bind back your libido, accelerate toward an event horizon of pure bliss, informed by knowing you're satisfying me, pleasing me, in chastity, holding back should be for you as well to play your game, and then to tell a story of pure desire, sensation unavailable to other people, your desire not to miss out as you seep and leak that mindless thought, echoing training. Your brain is caught in the urge, profound, overriding, your panties in place, drifting to sleep.